about spiritual gifts. We talked about understanding your natural assessment, your natural gifts, right? But we talked about spiritual gifts that are given to you by the Holy Spirit. Okay? They're given to you by the Holy Spirit. They're in you, but it doesn't mean they're active. Okay? These gifts may be in you, they're not active for several reasons. One, you may not know, never discovered it. Two, you may not be yielded to the Holy Spirit because God's kingdom and his agenda hasn't become vital to you. And three, you got saved, the Holy Spirit came in you, but you haven't been baptized in the Holy Spirit. You following what I'm saying? So now that you're on the first stage of knowing, but beyond knowing, there must be a desire. Okay, you're tracking with me? Beyond knowing what gifts you have, there must be a desire inside of you for the Holy Spirit to bring life into them. And one of that is you begin to say, you know what? God's kingdom matters to me. His agenda matters to me. And who does that? The Holy Spirit does that inside you. When you have this, what we call being dipped or baptized in the Holy Spirit. Make sense? Spiritual life becomes harder, really hard, without the help of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A lot of Christians get saved and they go to church, but for years their lives may never really change, not because they don't know, but because they have not been baptized in the Holy Spirit. And they're not baptized in the Holy Spirit because they haven't allowed that desire, that encounter with God to really be birthed inside of them. When I got saved, I gave my life to Jesus. And for the first part of my life of giving my life to Christ was all about going to church. But I remember when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, there was a deep desire for God that was cultivated inside of me. Prayer was not a hassle. I wasn't struggling to go to church. You see, how many know that you can come to church, but actually you dragged your feet to church. You struggled to come to church. Or you can be at church because you're like, David, man, I can't wait. How many know that you can try not to do wrong things and you're struggling not to do wrong things, or you can be empowered not to do wrong things? There is a difference when you're just a Christian, and there's a difference when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit. Your life doesn't change, really, until you've had that encounter where you've immersed yourself in the Holy Spirit. Does that make sense? Now, let me tell you something. You're going to know about your spiritual gifts, but if you really want this to operate in your life, you're going to have a strong desire inside of you. Say, God, I want you. I want your spirit. Baptize me with the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, you can be a Christian for 10 years and really never move the needle in your life. And people that you work with can know you before you're saved and after saved and still can't tell the difference. And that's sad to say. I was with someone one day and he told the other person, hey, don't talk crazy because I'm with my pastor now. And I'm like, you see, we kind of get to a point, you know, where it's like, there got to be a clear distinction. This should bother you if people in your life don't think you've changed.
Amen.
People at your work,
yeah.
Your family. The reason that hasn't been seen is because you're not baptized by the Holy Spirit. And that comes from a desire saying, God, I just want you.
That's right.
You know, and I need it. And I'd be glad to pray for you to be baptized in the Holy Spirit so that your life can change, your life can be transformed, because what's going to change your life and your world is not just knowledge. You can know these gifts that you have them, but what good is it if they're not going to work? I know, you know, you may find out your gifts and say, well, but, you know, if life wasn't busy, I'd use my gift. Or if I didn't have work, I'd use my gift. If I didn't have a child, I'd use my gifts. If I didn't have this, I'd work on my gifts. How many know that's all excuses? Because the truth of the matter is, God is going to require of you and me accountability of what he put inside of us. And I cannot say that any other way and be okay with it. I think as a pastor, I feel obligated to tell you what the Bible says. I feel obligated to tell you what actually the Bible says. I know it would be cool for me to come here and make you feel good, but really, I really want you to flow into what God put inside of you. Make sense? But you gotta desire the Holy Spirit. These gifts we're talking about, the gifts of the Spirit, God has put them inside of you. They're in there. So we're discovering them. But I'm trying to show you our next direction. That once you find this, I want you to desire them. To desire to be used of God. And when, let me tell you, when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit, your life changes. Your life changes. Your life changes. Your life changes. People notice it. And that Jesus would say that he told them to stay in the upper room where they were filled with the Spirit. He says, do not move until you're baptized in the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I'm going. That he who comes after me will baptize you in the fire and in the Holy Ghost. You know, Christianity that is just average, it's boring. But Christianity that's really fun is when you're on fire for God.
That's right.
And if you don't have a fire for God, why not? Make sense?
Yes.
So, all right. There's a lot to say, but what I sense here come September, we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I like for those that really desire to really have an experience with the Holy Spirit, because you are not supposed to only have one encounter of giving your life to Jesus. There's another encounter you have to experience. That is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, where you yield and surrender and let the Holy Spirit take over your life and take the reins of your life. And it changes your Christianity. It changes how you live life. It changes everything. And it is powerful. I can't describe it, but it is just an awesome thing. You cannot fully walk in the spiritual gifts unless you've allowed the Holy Spirit to change you, to baptize. You remember when we talked about this thing, the funnel? The Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit comes on you or really takes over, he actually puts, like, you know how it says, put the foot on the gas pedal? Right? Yeah, he puts the foot on the gas pedal concerning the flesh in your life. He really just, because the Spirit and the flesh are what? Contrary. So if the Spirit is not there, the flesh rules all the time. Be still saved, but the flesh is ruling. And that happens. You're still a Christian, but the flesh is ruling. But once you yield to the Holy Spirit and you get a baptism of the Holy Spirit, he puts the foot on the gas pedal, putting the flesh down. Like he just... Every time you're struggling, the flesh stays down. He doesn't kill him, but he just keeps him down there. I mean, how many know that your spiritual life would be a lot better if you got some help to keep that flesh a little under? You know what I'm saying? You got to have that spiritual power that helps you. Like, you wake up in the morning, you don't feel like praying, and the Holy Spirit steps in and puts the foot down on the flesh, and now you can pray. Or you get up sometimes and you don't want to serve God, and the Spirit just puts it down and just says, so, you know. And you get up and you're like, man, I don't want to go to prayer meeting, and the Holy Spirit just puts the foot down, and you're like, I'm still going to go. You know, you don't want to give to God, and the Holy Spirit says, no, 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 just, you know, it changes. You know, you want to pick up a cigarette and the Holy Spirit just puts the flesh down like, no, I don't want it, you know. You want to drink some beer and the Holy Spirit just, you know, you can grab it, you know. Or maybe you want a funny cake and the Holy Spirit, nope, you're not going there. You know what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit helps and changes your life. Now, that's why it's so important. You know what I'm saying? Some of you are like, what is he talking about? That's what I'm talking about. All right.